Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. One of the most common comments I've gotten over the years from Hindus, and especially recently since I just came out with the film, The Truth About Hinduism, which you can watch the full thing on YouTube for free. Just type in The Truth About Hinduism. One of the biggest comments on that video and on other videos I've done coming from Hindus is, well, don't you know that Jesus Christ went to India and learned Hinduism from a guru and came back and taught that in Israel? That's where he learned everything. And they'll often make comments like, well, why can't you explain the gap in Jesus' life from the time he was 12 to when he was 30? Where was he during that time, huh? And they bring that up just as if it's just this trump card of just, well, there's the smoking gun right there, that Jesus was a Hindu because we have this missing period in his life from age 12 to 30. Now let me show you how ridiculous this is. First of all, Luke chapter 2 verse 51, this is after the story when Jesus is 12 and his parents lose him and they find him again. It says in verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. So the Bible explains that when Jesus was done with that story at age 12, he went back to Nazareth and lived with his parents and was subject unto his parents. It says in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, later on when he's 30 years old, and he came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So after he goes around teaching in other parts of Judah, he comes back and teaches in his hometown where he'd been brought up, in Nazareth. Listen to what they say, Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 to 56. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joses and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Now watch this last phrase. Whence then hath this man all these things? Whence means from where. From where then hath this man all these things? Now if Jesus had gone to India, they wouldn't be asking, well, where did he get all this stuff? We know him. We know his family. We know his parents. We know his brother and sister. He was brought up here with us. Where is he getting this teaching? Well, here's what they'd say. Oh, wow, this must be what he brought back from India. He brought this from India. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying, where is he getting this? He's from here. He's brought up among us. And then Jesus says the famous words that a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. The truth of the matter is, the only time that the Bible even mentions India is back in the Old Testament in the book of Esther. It talks about how the Persian Empire spanned all the way from Ethiopia unto India. But there's no mention of Jesus going to India. And in fact, it's impossible for Jesus to have gone to India, because the Bible is crystal clear that he lived in Nazareth during that time. Everyone knew him. Everyone was around him. He's the carpenter's son. And they were wondering, where in the world is he getting this teaching, which they never would have said if Jesus would have gone to India. And not only that, here's the biggest reason. Forget all that. How about the fact that everything that Jesus taught flies in the face of Hinduism? Jesus taught that there's only one God and that it's the God of the Old Testament. He's constantly quoting the Old Testament over and over again. He taught against idolatry. He did not teach reincarnation. He did not teach self-realization. He did not teach meditation. He didn't teach anything that Hinduism teaches. So this is just a lie that Hindu false teachers teach to their people. They've got them brainwashed and lied to that, oh, well, Jesus is just a Hindu guru. So yeah, you can kind of believe in Jesus on the side as you worship demons and worship devils and worship the false gods of Hinduism. Well, that's wrong, my friend. Jesus Christ has nothing to do with Hinduism. And so if you're out there watching this video and you worship these false gods of Hinduism, you need to repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as the only true God. And he was not a Hindu. Christianity is the religion of Jesus, not Hindu paganism.